Good evening, this is your RTL Today News at 8 o'clock. I'm John Baker. RTL has been informed by the police that while officers were checking a house on the Rue de Maisbelt in Kaisbelt, following up on a missing persons report, they came across suspicious items and have called in the police special unit with a security perimeter established. The operation is ongoing and RTL will expand on the story as it develops. A proposed ministerial land consolidation law designed to unblock major construction projects in the event of a single landowner objection is moving through Parliament and, if passed, would essentially allow the Minister for Home Affairs to impose a land swap. It remains clear, however, that implementing construction projects would remain a complex process even with this new power. Luxembourg's former Minister of Defence, François Bauch, and Army Chief Staff Alain Duchesne will not face criminal prosecution for the 2019 shell explosion at the Waldhof military camp. The decision was confirmed by the judicial administration today, closing a case that stemmed from the incident which left two dead and two injured. In international news, Moldovan officials have exhibited a Russian drone that fell on its soil outside its foreign ministry and summoned Moscow's envoy to discuss the crash in an overt criticism of Russia's war in neighbouring Ukraine. The small ex-Soviet republic wedged between Ukraine and Romania has repeatedly seen violations of its airspace since Russia's invasion of its neighbour in 2022 and has expelled dozens of diplomats and employees of the Russian embassy. British man Paul Doyle has changed his plea and admitted deliberately ploughing his car into crowds at Liverpool's Premier League victory parade last May, injuring scores of people. Having always denied the 31 criminal charges against him as the second day of his trial began, the 54-year-old sensationally reversed course, breaking down as he repeatedly said guilty with a faltering voice to each count. In sports, former England rugby captain Lewis Moody has said he had been brought in off the bench as he paid tribute to fellow rugby players Doddy Weir and Rob Burrow in helping raise awareness of motor neuron disease. The 2003 World Cup winner revealed last month he had the incurable muscle-wasting condition, which caused the deaths of Weir, Burrow and South Africa great Jost van der Westhuizen. And finally, new International Olympic Committee Chief Kirsty Coventry fought back tears today as she urged nations to come together into the 2026 Winter Games as the torch relay set off from ancient Olympia in Greece. Addressing guests during the torch ceremony at the Olympia Archaeological Museum as the first woman to head the Olympic movement, a tearful Coventry stressed the power of sport to unite. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, check out rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
The temperature is going to drop overnight, despite the fairly extensive cloud cover, to around minus one. Thursday morning will start off foggy in places, and although this will clear, the day will remain cloudy, although mainly dry, and we should see a top temperature of only around 3 to 4 degrees.